Blog Talk Radio.
She said, put your belly in my box,
girl.
Yeah. No matter how big or small,
I'm pretty big, girl.
Give me what you got.
I'll give it all to
She don't mind if it's big or small.
I'm big, baby.
Just make sure you make the right call
with it.
If you don't mind, make sure you check the right spot. Find the line and circle the dot. She said, put your belly, please.
You ain't got to ask me
twice. In my eyes. Just wanna make sure you get it in the right spot.
Yeah.
I was at my lady's house the other day.
Now that's not my wife.
About to vote, I was on my way to do my civic duty. I got sidetracked. When I see no big old booty,
she
said, put your belly in my box. Yeah. No matter how big or small, give me what you got.
What you gonna give to me?
My campaign speech about love. Got me elected to massage her feet. It's the proposition to fulfill my mission. We both got hot, that's when I put it in her box. She said, put your belly, baby, in my
box. Put my belly in your
box. She said, no matter how big or small,
make sure you lick it before you stick it.
Who do you love? Are you for show?
Yeah. Woo.
Who do you love? No IG. Thought of these brothers, where one of y'all coming home? Yeah. John Wall, I'm finna flex. If I'm with you, bitch, then I'm finna sex. I don't apologize for nothing in the past. Bad boy, I'm puffy combs in the flesh. Like, oh no, DJ knocking that new joint. Molly in a drink, now she's trying to fuck. Shorty face down and the bottoms up. Loud in the air and the bottoms up. Like way up. Dollars for a fast break. Hit a 1-2, now that's a layup. You're free to lay up.
What's jerking, Jerkaholic Nation, man? This is with Mr. King 1033 South C, a.k.a. from People Call Me Pac-Man. Top on the radio, man, 2 jerking 40. We're getting ready to get it in, man, with this episode, man. Big shout out to everybody that's been supporting, man, since we came back on air, man, calling in, hitting that link, man, and replaying the show and checking out the show. Hey, salute out to all of y'all, man. We wouldn't be able to do some of the things we're doing and reach some of the people we're reaching if it wasn't for y'all. Ain't just because of y'all too, man. Y'all take y'all time out to support us, take the time out of y'all lives and y'all current things y'all have going on. You even check us out, man. And that right there is what keeps us pushing forward. You dig? So we owe a lot to y'all as well, man. Big salute out to you. Now, one of the main topics we're going to get into doing this show right here is change. Change will be one of the main topics, you dig? And one of the subtopics is going to be different. You know what I mean? Change and different. I know a lot of people do not like change. They do not like difference. You know, they don't like when something changes from how they normally be seeing it. They don't like things that's different than what they normally used to. You know, it might take them a little while before they get warmed up to the change or warmed up to what's different. That can be with things or that can be with people. A lot of people are different. And sometimes it takes us a while before we understand that difference. Change can come through and change, say, the way that we operate when we're on our job, or the way we operate in life, or the way that we operate just as people and human beings, whatever it is. A lot of people, you know, get comfortable with the way things are and how things are going. So when change comes in, and it doesn't matter if you look at it as negative or positive, whatever, it's change, right? So when change comes in, a lot of people will put that resistance up because they fear change and they're not used to what's uncomfortable. So at first, you know, they're going to go against and they're resistant. And, but over time, you know, we've seen this in history. We live in now, so we've been seeing this, all of it. In time, man, people will accept it or they won't. But you get more and more people that'll get on board with this. So we're going to be talking about that, man. Also, we got some far music and we got some old chop, you dig? So if you want to get heard on the show, man, contact us, chopontheradio@gmail.com. If you link in with me on social media, holler at me on social media and plug in with me on social media. You are going to want to be in tune and be a part of some of these things that we got going on. Got a lot of things upcoming, a lot of things going on. That's going to be jerking. You dig? Jerking. So, got to say this right here, man. All right, check this out. This is something I'm going to say, man. Before we get into the music break, we're going to come back and talk it. I got to say this. All right, for my people, man, understand this right here. All right, we had Malcolm and we had Martin Luther King, right? It's a whole lot of people, our own people and just people in general, that could not stand Malcolm. It's a whole, and they love Martin. They could not, they do not agree with what Malcolm said. They don't agree with what he did, what he stood for, none of that. It's a lot of people that love Martin, right? Okay? It's a lot of people who love Malcolm, what he stood for, how he was, all of that stuff, and did not necessarily like Martin. I'm going to say that again. It's a lot of people who love Malcolm, what he stood for, all of that good stuff, and did not necessarily agree or even like Martin. Right? Now check this out. Both of them had a message that was sent to them from, if you believe, you say God. Whatever you believe, a higher power, whatever. I know whatever you believe in. Had a message that was sent to them at one point in time, right? they told their message. Both of their messages still burns in the hearts and minds of people today. And you take that, use it for how you want to. Let's go.
Niggas, they doing the most.
He said, look out.
These niggas don't go with it. Niggas, they doing the most. Niggas, they doing the most. Niggas, they doing the most.
Fuck the tape, nigga.
Niggas, they doing the most. Water whipping, that's cold. 100 round drum, this. RIPs come with it.
Oh, yeah.
These niggas, they fucking with balls. My niggas, they coming with hard. My niggas don't have no fear. Smoke keeping it real. These niggas, they doing the most. Water whipping, that's cold. 100 round drum, niggas. RIPs come with it.
Oh, yeah.
These niggas, they fucking with balls. My niggas, they coming with hard. My niggas don't have no fear. Smoke keeping it real. Smoke. These niggas, they hot in my pinky ring. Niggas, they moving like renegades. Bitch, I'm a dick like Cardi B. I'm in the break of the cream game. These niggas, they doing the most. These niggas, they doing the most. These niggas, they knowing it's me. Black smoke on G's. My niggas, they with the shit. Choppers gon' make them bleed. Some 100 round drums, my nigga. They split your ass like leaves. You think it's sweet, my nigga. My niggas gon' hit you with the stick, nigga. I'ma hit you in the back like flip, nigga. Some niggas don't know how to feel, nigga. But one nigga know how I feel, nigga. If you touch, gon' feel me, that's real, nigga. Real talk, these niggas don't want that. In the back, feel a nigga like Kodak. My niggas on the block, they want that. These niggas, they faking that throwback. Niggas, they doing the most. Water whipping, that's cold. 100 round drum, nigga. RIPs come with. These niggas, they fucking with balls. My niggas, they coming with hard. My niggas don't have no fear. Smoke keeping it real. These niggas, they doing the most. Water whipping, that's cold. 100 round drum, nigga. RIPs come with. These niggas, they fucking with balls. My niggas, they coming with hard. My niggas don't have no fear. Smoke keeping it real.
He be with them boys, they ain't no gorillas. I'm from the jungle, I be with gorillas. He talking this shit, but no, he ain't with it. I'm fucking this bitch while I rub on that titty. Drumming that top of you, know I hope busy. She calling my phone, telling me that she miss me. And with that love, so bitch, you can miss me. Don't do no talking, I'm not with that dizzy. Clear my cake, you get shot in your face. Talk on my name, we gon' show where you stay. When it come to locale, done it, don't play. Get rid of her, all we gon' pour a face. She throwing that ass, I'm throwing that cash. Roll a thick ass, we gon' slip on that ass. You with this dick, she don't know how to act. And it's back to the truck, gotta step on the peg. Youngest, they coming, they clutching no man. Gotta feed my fam, I'm get you them racks. Whipping, I'm flipping, I'm fucking, she sucking. I'm dumping, they running, I'm getting the money. I'm at the top, now I got the sauce. Never look down, now I always let talk.
Niggas, they doing the most. Water whipping, that's cold. 100 round drum, nigga. RIPs come with.
Oh, yeah.
These niggas, they fucking with balls. My niggas, they coming with hard. My niggas don't have no fear. Smoke keeping it real. These niggas, they doing the most. Water whipping, that's cold. 100 round drum, nigga. RIPs come with.
Oh, yeah.
These niggas, they fucking with balls. My niggas, they coming with hard. My niggas don't have no fear. Smoke keeping it real.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas, they doing the most. Niggas, they doing the most. Niggas, they
see everybody be like, yo, Mr. Pac-Master, what you think we got to do, man, to do this? What you think we got to do to fix this? And I tell them, man, we make things a lot complicated, way more complicated than what they really is, right? Simplicity sometimes is the best way. What it's going to take for us to fix a lot of this stuff, I spoke on what a lot of us older men was doing, what it's going to take. It's going to take for all of us doing something. See, that's the thing. We try to judge what it is that you do to see what's more impactful. Doing nothing is not helping. Everybody doing something helps, right? Doesn't matter if you taking some younger guys and y'all picking up trash. That's effective in its own way. Salute to that. Nothing wrong with that. You taking some young girls or whatever, teaching them to do that. Nothing wrong with these things. You feeding people, there's nothing wrong with any of these things. It's all for the good cause. It's all for the cause, right? So it takes us all doing our part. It takes us all doing something. It doesn't matter what I'm trying to do or what my example is. What's your example? What are you setting? What are you doing? That's what it is. And it doesn't matter if you're just talking to the kids next door. That's you doing something. It's some people that have lived one type of lifestyle before, right? But they changed that type of lifestyle. That in itself right there is doing something. We try to put a value on what's out of people's hearts, and we judge that. We look at it and say, well, that ain't enough. How do you know? How do you know what's enough, right? We all will be judged according to our actions, right? So how do you know that's not enough? If a person was living this type of lifestyle, changed that type of lifestyle to a better type of lifestyle and actually lived it, actually walked it, actually showed that right there, is that not enough? Is that not enough to show that it can be done? Is that not enough to show change? Or is it that this man has to have so much? He has to have this going on. She got to have this going on. She got to have that going on. When did just doing the right damn thing and showing that you know right from wrong and you choose to do right, when is that in itself not applicable? When is that in itself not worthy enough? See, you're mixing materialistic shit and man-made shit up with what's really real, right? Man-made and all these things, yeah, we need these things to live life. Duh, we all know that, right? But what's in your heart? It don't matter if that's all you can do. If all you can do is what you're doing and you push yourself a little bit to do more and more, then how? What else can we ask of you? What else more of a representation of change can we ask from you? If you don't got $1 million and you're doing the best that you can do with what you got and those around you that got, what can anybody else ask from you? Don't feel bad. Don't feel sad. Don't feel down. Damn it, you bringing change to somebody, right? You bringing change to somebody in some kind of way, and that's your contribution to changing some of this stuff that's going on. It ain't about everybody coming under the one accord and thinking the same way. We won't do that. We can't do that, right? Everybody has to use their own mind. Everybody has to be doing it out of their own heart. And your heart might tell you to do something different. My heart might tell me to do something different. What's in him might tell him to do something. What's in her might tell her to do something. It doesn't mean that all of us are doing any less or somebody's doing more. That means we all, and if we can get 10 people to all do something, it doesn't matter if it's me over here by myself doing this, she over here by herself doing that, he over there with himself doing that, and so on and so on. Guess what? We all doing something that's bringing a more powerful change. Though we ain't got to all be together, we ain't all got to think the same. We ain't all got to move the same. We don't all have to go about change the same way. Dennis, that's crazy, right? That's crazy. Nobody want to live the life under somebody else's terms that they live their life under. So how can we sit there and say, what's better? No, squash all that thinking. You do what you feel you got to do. If you feel you got to be strong with it, and you got to say this, or you got to say some things to get certain people to wake up and understand, then that's what you do. If you feel like you got to be nice and humble and loving and caring and not really speak up on certain things because you're doing it in different ways, then that's what you do. We all got gifts and blessings. We all are called to do certain works. You might not be called to do what I do. I might not be called to do what you do. So you got to worry about what you do. I got to worry about what I do. You got to follow what's in your heart. I got to follow what's in my heart. I'm just putting myself in that person because I'm in this fight too. I'm in this fight too, man. I ain't always been right, and I don't ever always do everything that's right. I haven't been the best person that looked out for my community. I ain't spent the most money on looking out for my community. But damn it, I'm going to try, and I'm going to fight, and I'm going to push more and more and more. More every day God allow me to wake up, my mind going to tell me and my heart going to tell me to do something else that's going to help or that's going to bring something of change, and I'm going to do it. You dig? So I'm going to try. I'm going to spend my time trying and fighting to keep pushing. I mean, everybody got to do whatever it is you feel like you need to do. And if you don't know what to do, then get with some of these people that are out here doing something, get behind them, and help them push what they see. That doesn't mean we all going to see the same. We ain't going to all be at the same place because we all soldiers. You supposed to go over there so you can go reach them. I can't reach them at this point in time because it ain't meant for me to. It's meant for you to. I'm supposed to go over here and do this work over here. It ain't meant for you to come over here and do this over here if you're not assisting this vision. That's what we have to understand. Don't try to change my vision. It was sent to me. And if you come around, then that means you're allowed to come around to assist in that vision. Your vision, I'm allowed to be around to assist in your vision. not to make your vision mine. No, no. Everybody is called to do different works. And it all leads up to the main cause of what we all supposed to be doing anyway, right? Common sense when you really think about it. So when people ask me, inbox me, well, what can we do? Well, what is this? You speak on this and you speak on this, but you don't never say this, you don't never say this. And I say, well, that right there is the reason why you don't get the understanding of what I'm speaking of. I'm speaking up about it because, shit, I'm showing here. At least you can speak up and say something about it instead of sitting back and waiting till somebody else do it and then try to turn them down. See the difference? I tell people all the time, man, I'm very strategical and smart with what I do and what I post. So that in itself is bringing change, bringing light to the situation, taking accountability, taking responsibility for the negative actions, you could say, that I put out here, that a lot of younger cats behind me that did look up to me and did look and watch me and sit there and I'd talk, do these certain things. Yeah, I own up to all that shit as a man. I know what I did out here. I know the younger cats that seen me do it. I know how it affected their life. I know what I made, whooping on cats and stuff like that, made it look cool. And a lot of them, what did they do after me that looked up to them? I ain't saying it's solely because of me, but they seen it. What did they do? They still going out here fighting and punching on cats and whooping on cats. Just our brothers, our own people. But they seen me do it. So how can I not now, as a grown-ass man, come and say, you know what? I can't put it all on the younger generation. Because you know what? I came before you. And they I showed them basically what really not to do, but it pushed them to doing it because I made it look like it was cool. I showed them that as long as you can whoop everybody out here with your hands and your feet, you can get your respect. A lot of people got shot for trying to do that. A lot of people in jail, younger kids in jail for trying to do that shit. I didn't teach them how to think of their mind or really turn the other cheek. Or think of a way to just squash that shit. No, I taught them how to knock everything down that comes in front of you. So you damn right, when I speak, you're going to hear anger. You're going to hear passion. Because as a person, it ain't got to be about no man or no woman. About growth. When you know that, yeah, it's going to make you angry. Not at the world. It's going to make you that angry because now you understand the energy that you put out there. So what you going to do about it? What you going to do about it? We always ask them, what can we do? That's the wrong thing to start off with. This is what I'm going to do. That's where we at. Because we told ourselves to go do these things. We told ourselves this is what we want to do. So the first thing in our mind should be, this is what I'm going to go do. And then you go do it. Put your plan together. Get your mind right and then go do it. Just go do it. That's all it is, simple. We started the Pheromone Nation 30. We getting ready to push this. All seriousness, we've been talking with people in different states. The Pheromone Nation 30 will be going on in Kansas and Wichita as well. And it's going to be, my daughter is going to be one of the ones that's going to be out there on the front line doing that. So see, when you speak on things and you try to do this, get the understanding. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about, change and difference. Instead of not really understanding, if you want to understand, then try to understand, but if not, then oh well. But whatever you can do, that's what you need to be doing. Whatever you feel like you're capable of and you can handle and you can contribute, then do that. Do that and show that and stand on that, right? Being weak, not standing for what we believe in, not standing for what we know is right, like when we know our neighbor down the street and shot and killed this dude down there, but we don't say nothing because we in the hood and we black. That's not that you want me to do that. Oh, that's not fixing shit, right? Because we think that's snitching. So that's not fixing anything. That's keeping and controlling that type of energy and controlling that type of mindset. Controlling that type of behavior, controlling that type of energy. That's like feeding it, that's saluting it when we do these type of things. So when people say, what can we do? Do what you know you're supposed to. Do what's on your heart to do. A lot of people talk to me and be wanting me to say certain things on the radio that they'll never say on social media, that they'll never say in real life in front of a group of crowd of people. It was sent to you. you said it to me to say it, and a lot of times I bring it here like I'm the one that said it, and I take all the backlash for it. I'm strong like that. It's my position. A lot of things I say on the radio come from me, but a lot of things come from people who get at me and be like, hey, can you speak on this? Hey, can you say this? Can you not really tell me what to say, but can you touch on this? Can y'all touch on this? Can you research this? And the people that I talk to around here, yeah, social media and shit, it is what it is, man. You can take it how you want to take it. But just do something. Just do something. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all got more pool over these younger cats than I do, so what y'all worry about what I'm saying for? What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you telling them? What are you showing them? I mean, because anybody can get, you know, business. I ain't knocking nobody. Anybody can get businesses and these things like this, but where are these little cats coming up at? Who? I see y'all coming up, but which one of these little cats is coming up to? See, that's how I got done when I was coming up there. I seen a lot of people I looked up to, shit, they was coming up. They was learning things, right? It was only a few selected men that also pumped into me the knowledge that they was acquiring. See, that's that mentality. So when we talk about these things, what can we do? It's a whole reconstruction of the way we think and the way that we approach our own people that we first got to look at. Change. Different. We all saying, we all pushing, want the same things, right? Just because it's a change and it's different doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean it's not important enough to get behind, right? It's just that's not what you think is going to change the world. That's not what you think is the best move. But God didn't send that to you, so you wouldn't understand. We're going to be back, baby. Y'all already know how to slip to my pastor mode. I ain't done yet. Let's get it.
Niggas, they hating on me.
Hating on me.
People, they frontin' on me,
frontin' on me.
DJ Black Smoke,
don't know what to say, dawg. Don't know what to say, dawg. Don't know what to say, dawg. Don't know what to say, dawg.
Niggas, they hatin' on me,
hatin' on me.
People, they frontin' on me,
frontin' on me.
Don't know what to say, dawg.
Talking it cold, bro, you know when that's fake. Fuck around, get low. Family say hating for fame. Mama, I can't take this no more. Mama, I'm feeling so low. Don't know how to take this.
Do you feel this pain?
Don't know how to take this.
Do you feel this pain?
Niggas, they hating on me. People, they fronting on me. Family say hating on me. Don't know what to say.
like a stripper, do it like a stripper, do it like a stripper, do it like a
do it, baby.
Bounce that ass, oh, bounce that ass, bounce, bounce that ass, oh, bounce that ass. Shake it like a dog, shake it like a dog, shake it like a dog, shake it like a do it.
You damn right I'll go play it, because that's what y'all be doing, and y'all be bouncing and jigging too, too. You damn right. Let's go. He ain't done with us all the way. Still working on it.
I'm a ball tonight. Bubba Live Benz, nigga, with a fraud light. Real hood, nigga, do hood shit. Hood shit, dressed to impress like I move great. Eat greedy, homie, it's a way of life. Only speak what I live, dog, I earn strife. Keep a dirty seat, bitch, I'm with the shit. Done cheap, be the name, ballin' in the meat. Oh, my money move, tryna bust a safe. You only live once, nigga, put it in they face. True story, nigga, I'm a living proof. Got a 6 month run, knocked out the roof. Hustle hard, nigga, don't never stop. Eat greedy on these boys till your cash drop. Hustle hard, nigga, don't never stop. And eat greedy on these pussies till your cash drop.
We bound like we just broke the casino. When them phones and no school pushing up the name with my people. We ain't tripping off no petty, changing dubs and up them zeros. In my city, spending money, feeling good with my people another day. The Eldorado sliding snow through the city. I'm feeling Superman, candy colors cover the car, I'm in that purple thing. Smoke filling my lungs, I'm blowing heavy, man. Diamond dancing off of my chest, I'm feeling lovely, man. Cadillac crawling, the roof pushed back. Alligator seats, it's the headrest, they headed mad. I'm about in my city, affiliated with the runners, keep choppers on deck. Yeah, my young hitter, some head, huh? Another day in my city, I'm trying to make it about. Triple D is you with it, rappers, my city on the map. Boogie boy, ENT, young boogie boy, gon' keep you rocking, done. Team talk, two of my feet, keep it rocking. Working hard, pushing product out the lab. Then your deck up in your slab. Fresh, raw, uncut, bust it out and you can jam. And it's a wonderful feeling. One push back of the button, and I'm straight up losing my
I'm feeling another
we
day.
Like we just broke the casino when them thorns and no school pushing up the lane with my people. We ain't tripping off no petty changes, dumping up them zeros in my city, spending money, feeling good with my people another day.
These boys talking down, but I won't ever stop. I'm out here getting it how I live, man, I'm on the clock. Call me the hustle man, cause I'm the man with plans. Always up to something, something to make these haters mad. Thinking I fell off, let me break these boys off. Took some time to shoot a movie, yeah, I still got the sauce. I see the kitchen ring shining with them diamonds in it. I bought a house by the way, now I'm back with a vengeance. Set my truck up on big wheels, I'm talking about check out them inches. Fuck your nigga, he ain't me, he lame, ain't got no ambition. Yeah, I'm on a mission, ain't too many made like me. Ain't too many coming like I'm coming, bitch, I put that on me. Check my resume, bitch, Bookie been in the street. Hood nigga, I could grow with a hustle so you need. Check my resume, bitch, Bookie been in the street. Hood nigga, I could grow with a hustle so you need.
We ball like we just broke the casino when them thorns and no school pushing up the lane with my people. We ain't tripping off no penny changes, dumping up them zeros in my city, spending money, feeling good with my people.
I know you sicker than sicker. Fell off like a old sticker. My rims thicker. Ice in my teeth glitter. Foreign whipper. No Memphis money flipper. Getting it Rock Nation bread, but I ain't jigger.
Big tipper. Big booty stripper getter. Six figure. Real get money. 36er. Break them down to all zipper. This real rocket. You know I'm a real sipper.
You on liquor. Must be drunker than a sailor. I'm never slipping on my stitching. Louis is my tailor. My hustle always locked down. Call me jailer. Her eyes drowning in my sauce, but I ain't gon' save her. Pata, still flipping money, mister, don't play. Round here, about that bread, man, now we don't play. Foreign rides in the yard, house 500K. Bout some real estate, got a player in a real face.
100,000 work for jewelry, why me put it in your face? I'm a real street. Stuck a million in a safe. All that you rapping about, I know you lying off the gate. All these snitches out here riding, I can smell them if they fake. Drop top speed, boat, I'm blowing out the moles. I need to open up a strip club, cause I got them. You want that local joker, I'm going across the globe. In every picture that I take, I be throwing.
I know you sicker than sicker. Fell off like a old sticker. My rims thicker. Ice in my teeth glitter. Foreign whipper. No Memphis money flipper. Getting it Rock Nation bread, but I ain't jigger.
Big tipper. Big booty stripper getter. Six figure. Real get money. 36er. Break them down to all zipper. This real rocket. You know I'm a real sipper.
All right, man, the code word to get your free pass. You're getting a free entry. We're going to get you a free plate, and I'm going to get you a drink. That's all coming off the mister, man, out of my own personal pocket, man, to the upcoming Circle Homer We Outside event, June 25th. So they get you in the gate. They get you a food for you to eat. Now, your ass want to eat more than that. You got to bring you whatever it is. But, and I'm going to get you a drink. All on me, you dig, but you got to inbox me exactly what the code word is. It got to be exactly what the code word is, all right? And the code word is jerking with a capital G. Exactly what I see, jerking with a capital G. Inbox it to me, man, and I got you.
You know, oh yeah. Run it up, gotta run it up, oh yeah. Got the Sprite in my double cup. I gotta finish till I get it all back. Feel like my girl been throwing me off track. She don't understand me, no. It might get crazy, but girl, I'm all in. Gotta get to my bag, I need my money on 10. By any means, you know that I'm about to win. Ain't no other option for me. hope you feel me. I know the mama, she just wanna know the real me. All about my bag at the moment. I'm in the field, getting money, gotta focus, yeah, yeah. I'ma run it up, baby. I'm in the field, girl, you know what's up, baby. I'm in and out, I swear. I'm just tryna make you aware, little baby. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my words. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for pay. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my words. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for pay.
Baby, I still stuck in these ways. Yeah. I sell a brick for the high before minimum wage. Tell them clear a stage for a nigga get backstage.
Yeah,
niggas could die in their birthplace. Ooh. Second degree murder cause he tried in the first place. Married to these streets for better or worse. Niggas engaged and killing and dealing and stealing. Robbing and flocking and knocking. Popping and locking and dropping. Copping and shopping and rocking. Brand new Dolce & Gabbana, Louis Gucci, Fendi, Prada. Yeah, I. All my bitches dripping designer. Stuck in my ways, making plays. I'm in and out the bay. Yeah, I. I'm with your bae, we out the west.
I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my words. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for pay. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my words. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for pay.
Change, man. A lot of people fear change. So what is the fear of change? The fear of change, man, is actually a fear of change that causes people to avoid changing their circumstances due to being extremely afraid of the unknown. It sometimes is associated with fear of moving also, you know what I mean, it's a phobia for that as well, man. So, yes, that's also a phobia. So if you don't understand, man, like that's why we say, always go and do your research, man. You can't always just wait for somebody to give the knowledge to you. Sometimes you got to take a little time out of your life, a little time out of your day to go and fill your own spirit up, man, your own inner man up with a lot of knowledge. You dig knowledge that can help you, help how you see things, how you, you know, look at things and how you move and operate out here. But the fear of change, a lot of people are scared of change. A lot of people are scared of the unknown because they don't know. It's a lot of other things that go along with that, man, but childhood experiences, family views, you know what I mean, personal outlooks, your current life conditions, you know what I mean, just for real, even way just people are programmed, you feel me, a lot of things are programmed us not to accept change like that, things that are different, people that are different, people that feel like they have a view on different things to bring change. You know what I mean? I speak a lot about a lot of things, and I stand behind everything I say. Now, when I speak on certain things like that, a lot of people might not see them as right, and they might not all be agree, but that's how I feel, and that's what I'm going to say. You know what I mean? People say how they feel, and that's whatever. So it is what it is. But not have I ever tried to stop anybody from doing what they do to bring forth their change that they're trying. Yeah, I might speak on it, anything like that, but I ain't never put no action towards stopping nobody from producing whatever it is they trying to produce. Unless you didn't try to stop me or something like that, and I still ain't did it. You know what I mean? But it just ain't me like that. You know, live your life, do your thing. But me, this is me, this is me. And it's like people like that, right? Everybody got their call. But a different viewpoint and with change, something that you done went through in your childhood could have you, and that's a phobia. We just went through it with the phobia, right? It's a childhood experience. Something you done went through in your childhood could be leading to that fear of change, right? Family views, family outlooks, family standards, family values, you know what I mean? That right there stops a lot of people from accepting change. Why? Because they didn't see their family do it this way for so long. They didn't see their mama or their daddy or their cousin or their uncle or their whatever didn't did it for this long, so I can't really step outside of that. Whatever the case may be when it comes to family, values and family rules and stuff, a lot of people like that. And then even if a family member that's living inside of that, right, and all, you know, see something different that might be better for the family or help the family, whatever, brings that to the table, a lot of family members, what they do, they resist that because they're afraid of change outside of what they've been programmed. And been programmed to be on their family values, right? Your personal outlook. Your personal outlook. And this is a big, big, big one for me. It's a very, very big, big one for me, man, because I know sometimes I allow my personal outlook, how I personally look at certain things to keep me away from people. You know what I mean? And that's cool because I just, you know, go into it, but that's not always the best option. You dig? It's not always the best option, man, because they can't stop you too from changing yourself. You know what I mean? Especially if you ain't researching and reading, you ain't talking to people and these type of things, right? Now, you avoiding certain things because that's what you feel like you need to do for you. Salute to you. Even if you avoiding me and my ass, hey, salute to you. Stay over there. You know what I mean? Let's be me or you got to deal with or worry about it. But now, all over the real, I understand. You know what I mean? And that's cool. You do got to separate yourself from certain things. That's your personal, you know what I mean, opinion or your decision to do. But your personal outlook, One big, big one, right, is going on with sexuality, you know what I mean, and pride. I don't know if y'all caught the news, but it was like 31-something people that got arrested that was in a U-Haul van, a U-Haul truck, you know what I mean, and it was all a part of a hate organization, and they all got arrested, 31 of them, you know what I mean, and they was all dressed the same and all that. I don't know who the identity of these people is. I'm just staying on it. And when they release it, I'm going to try to bring it here and talk about it. But, yeah, 31 people got arrested inside of a U-Haul van that had direct ties and relations to hate groups at the Pride Festival. Personal outlooks won't allow them to see change. Now, you ain't got to agree with it. You ain't got to believe it, right? You can say, I don't believe it. I don't think that's right. Whatever you want to say, you can say that, and that's your right to say that, too. But I don't mean you got to hate people just because they don't see it the way you see it, or they don't feel the way you feel. Right now, if they're the type of people that treat you a certain way based on your beliefs, that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. If they treat you or they put you down, make you feel low, make you feel like you ain't worthy, all that good stuff, bad stuff, then, yeah, you got the right to keep doing what you're doing. But if it ain't none of that, then you got to say, well, hey, you know what? That's how that person sees it. It don't mean me no harm. We won't go on about your business. So when people speak on things, we can't really look at it like they negative or they trying to stop anybody from something else. Yeah, that's just how they see things. That's just how they feel. And they going to speak on it. Once you engage, that's when you put yourself into it. You know what I mean? That's how I feel, man. I be seeing and hearing people say a hell of a lot of stuff that I don't really necessarily agree with, but I don't really comment or say things to them or nothing like that because I don't even want to engage with them because shit, at the end of us talking, they're going to still feel the same way that they feel. They're going to still, they might look at it a little bit different or they might take into account anything I didn't see. But come on, man. They're going to feel however they're going to feel. They're going to think however they're going to think. If that's what they believe in, they're going to stand on it, right? The only wishwashy people you can persuade either way. It's easy to persuade the wishwashy people. Strong people, man, people I like to work with, they firm. You know what I mean? Like, hey, they firm on their beliefs. People that are not there yet, they say they don't have that capability. They're just not there yet. They don't have that. And with change, you got to be able to adapt. You got to be able to adapt, right? And I'm coming from change on that point. Life change. A lot of people can look at it like for a sphere of life changes. A lot of people don't want to do better in their lives. They don't want to try to motivate themselves a little bit more. They've got comfortable with just doing the minimal. They've got comfortable with just, you know, barely doing this and barely doing that. I've been there too. I ain't taking myself out of none of this. I always put myself in it because this shit helps me as well. But a lot of people fear life change. They ain't got nothing to do about others, they fear own changes in our own lives, as far as in laundry. Let's just throw laundry out there. And some people are very, very bad at laundry, and they fear having to go do their laundry like they supposed to, right? So we just say that, man. Just a little, because everybody hates it. But it's other things in life, man. Stopping certain addictions, pushing forward. Getting more educated, being more equipped, all these types of things. You know what I mean? You could throw off in there. Being able to be responsible. You know what I mean? Be able to be responsible. Being able to accept the, you could say, reactions from your actions. And that's a big one. That's a big, big one for everybody, and big one for me, all, you know, for everybody. But if you live a certain type of lifestyle and you know this, and when something happens that you know is associated with your life, I feel like it's kind of wrong and it's kind of sorry to be wanting people to really go, like, feel sorry for you and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, they're sorry certain things happen to you and they don't want it to happen and they're going to still help you. But damn it, be honest. Like, hey, man, it's the lifestyle I was living. This is the energy I was feeding. And this is what I was really pushing for. And this is what happened. You know what I mean? Got to just take accountability for your own actions. Be responsible for your own actions. What the hell are you pushing out here? You know what I mean? And that's a big one right there with our people, because we know somebody doing hella wrong. Hella wrong. We don't speak on it. That's their business. That's it. But then when it catches up to them, we all supposed to be sad here. When they caught up to me, wasn't no damn body sad, but my mama. My mama was the only one sad. Daddy was like, let him stay off in there. He need to learn a lesson. Just keep him in there. You know, mama was sad. Then my sister was sad. You know what I mean? So that means something to me too. But I take responsibility for my actions. When I go, I know I put myself there for something I either didn't do or something that I did do. And I ain't saying didn't do like a crime. I might have got a payment, didn't pay somebody, or didn't check in or something like that. You did, and I take full responsibility for all of that. You got to be able to do the same. We all do. We all do. But life situations, life changes is a big one. Life changes, man. And I encourage you to go research and look into a lot of different things. They got a thing, the 7 steps out there to help you overcome your fear of change. There's a lot of just different articles and different people that'll talk on change and that'll help you with this. And you ain't got to read it. You just go read psychology. You know, that's all part of that as well, man. So the fear of change is what you got to kind of work on. All of us got to kind of work on the fear of change. And again, I'll run it back down real quick, man. It could be... the fear of change can cause people to avoid changing their circumstances due to being extremely afraid of the unknown, pushing better, afraid to be able to tackle a better lifestyle, a better way of thinking, afraid to let go of certain lifestyles and certain things as a part of our life that we know we need to let go. But we afraid of what's next. Do let them go. We afraid that, you know, I've been through this too, man. You'll be afraid, like, okay, well, if I do this, then what am I? If I let this go, what am I? I used to think that in my head, man. If I ain't out here beating up everybody, man, that have come across me, then who am I? And I was trained to use my body, I was trained to be a weapon. You know, if I don't do that, who the hell am I, right? So everything that I try to replace that with, for me, guys, I didn't say took away from me, but it was other gifts that I should have been focusing on. But that's just my story. Everybody got stuff, right? It's just an example. It's a lot of things that can go on in your life that we fearful of doing because we know it's going to bring something better. And we know that what it's going to bring that's better, we're going to have to work a little bit harder to get. Come on, let's just be 100K, no blow up. A lot of times, we fear change because we know we're going to have to work a little bit harder, spend a little bit more money, go a little bit farther, push a little bit longer, work more hours, whatever it is. We be fearful to just really, really put the extra on things, man. It ain't that we're not capable. It ain't that people, you know, are uneducated and can't do it. We some smart-ass people all over everybody's team. And every hood is smart people and stuff. You got some dumb bats, but you got a lot of smart-ass people. They know a lot of shit that people who done went to college will never know. You dig? Like I tell everybody, I know meth heads, man, that can make chemicals to get high, that if you try to do it, you'll kill yourself and everybody on the damn block because you'll blow everybody's house up. That right there is not stupidity. They just directing that knowledge and that education in the wrong damn way. But they not stupid. You don't know right now how to go do that shit right now if they take it in front of you. You kill yourself. You kill all of them. You probably blow me away over here on the radio. But they can go and do it, and I guarantee you they'll do it and walk smooth out. Now, every night again, they blow themselves up because they be high. They throw their mixtures off a little bit. But you don't see these people out working a job. These people don't be having homes. These people don't be going to school. These people don't go to college. These people don't do none of that. They just know how to mix this and go take this out of this and go put this and this and this. That shit takes some kind of power, some kind of type of education at least in what they do. So in that area, I am ignorant. I'm probably the one most ignorantest person that you can think of when it comes to what they do. I'm not going to be around their ass, but if I was to be around their ass, like a presentation and, you know, people showing so that we know if we look for these things and we see these things, oh, shit, get away, this is what it is, I'm ignorant. I'm the most ignorant one there. But they know, and some of them do come out of their lifestyle and teach people what not to do, what chemicals to stay away from, and this type of stuff. So sometimes they do bring some good out of them, and they go back to teach other people that's going and addicted to that same stuff. They work with them and try to get them to come out of that. They try to change, try to bring some forth change, right? So they knew how to make deadly chemicals without even having to go into college and school. Or so we very capable of putting that umph in the things that we want to do. Things that we feel makes us popular, makes us popping, makes us jerking. You did. Well, we also got to look at, do we feel in ourselves, is that bringing change? No matter what I feel like, no matter about what you feel, you feel like what you're doing bringing change? That's what matters. You pushing for it. No matter if you just want to give out diapers to every kid, that everybody that got babies. You're giving out diapers, right? And that means if you're giving out diapers, then hell, you might be giving them out to some elderly people or you're going to give them out to some kids, right? So people in the middle, you ain't giving nothing to. They not wearing diapers. But that doesn't mean that you're doing something bad. It just means that was placed upon your heart to give out some diapers, man. Sometimes it's as simple as doing what is sent to you to do. Just that simple. Just do what is sent to you to do. When you at a store and you see the older elderly lady getting ready to come in the door, and you coming out the door, hold the door open for her. Open the door. Don't hit her and knock her down or don't bust her upside her head or mash her toes up. Hold the door open for her. You know what I mean? You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to speak no nice words or none of that, man. It's the action. It's the action in the love, man. It's the action in the love for fellow man, fellow person. That's it. Doing what's right. You don't have to do it, but you have that feeling when the time comes. And because you have that feeling when the time comes, if you don't do it, you fail. I fail all the time, but I fight harder not to. I got better on a lot of stuff. Everybody can, right? So when you say change, that right there, that's something simple as seeing, letting younger guys. Okay, they do look good to you in the street life. Whatever, man. You pass 30 and 40 and 50. You're a known killer. Whatever. They see you do certain stuff, it becomes cooler then, no matter if they want to admit it or not. Because a lot of them, man, are looking for that big brother. They looking for, like, that daddy figure. They looking for this man. And I speak on these things all the time and put it in my music. I've never been out here looking for a daddy. I've never been out here looking for a big brother. Right? But that's not a knock or that's not a downer or nothing. That's why I speak on some of the ways that I do, because I do know what it feels like to grow up with, you know, certain type of men around you. None of the men that I grew up around, older men, they was in the streets, but they wasn't gang members. They was family men. They did what they did to provide for their people and their jobs and stuff like that, but they was family men. You think so? That's who raised me. Yeah, they had ties to gangs and had ties to the streets, and they rocked with them and all that good stuff and respected them. They respected both back and forth, blah, 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 all that shit. But they also had some good teaching, and it kind of go along, kind of go opposite of what you will learn in a different type of life with a different type of mentality and a different type of teaching. Some of the things that they taught, you can't be that way when you over there on that side. certain things that's taught on that side don't fly when you over here on this side. And that's the reason why I respect them men, because they lived in both sides. They rock with people from both sides, but it never changed how they believe. It never changed what they felt like they needed to do for their people, and they just did. I feel like that's what we got to get back to. Not the whole drama and all that type of shit, but get back to that time to where, shit, if you see you need to do something, just do the shit. They always say, each one teach one, each one reach one. Well, hell, the one got to just do it. It don't matter what I'm doing. I'm over here trying to do. You can say, man, you ain't doing enough. Okay, at least I'm doing something. I ain't in your house at nighttime. I didn't take your car this morning. You wake up and try to go to church and your car was still there, right? I ain't did that. I ain't sold you nothing that's going to make you go to the hospital. You're dead now. Or you're throwing up and convulsing and they don't know what's going on with you because I done drugged you, right? No, I ain't teaching your son to do that. As a matter of fact, if I see your son getting ready to get an altercation, I'm probably one of the men that's going to be like, hey, man, check this out. They don't want us to do this. They want us to fight each other. They want us to kill each other. Like, I'm probably the one that's going to be saying that. So take it however you want to take it. But I'll tell you a little bit. I'm going to be quiet. But some of y'all got some little thundercats out here, man. Some of y'all got some little thundercats out here. And I'll be seeing what y'all be posting on Facebook and how y'all be coming at different people who about change. And it's sad because all those different people, and a lot of people that I be seeing on social media that be speaking on change in their own ways don't all agree with me. And they don't all match up with what I see, my reality, right? But I respect them because they stand on there. They stand on what they believe in no matter what I say or what anybody else says. See, I know how powerful I am, but shit, if I can make you fold, if I can make you change up completely and start doing different things that you wasn't normally doing, then that means, shit, that just motivated you, right? It's motivated to bring out who you really is out of you so you can go on and do what you really supposed to do. And it might not have shit with what I just did, what I feel, or whatever, right? But it's a lot of people that don't want to do nothing. But just talk. Just talk. Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. And that's cool. But you got to put that action behind it, man. You can't be scared. You can't be scared to say, you know what? I have created something that brings death and destruction. I need to look at doing it a little bit different. I need to look at maybe going in, reconstructing, tearing down, rebuilding, whatever. It's okay. Platforms need to come down so they can be rebuilt stronger. Right? Yeah, the White House, you know how rickety that sucker is because they keep building around that sucker. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to reinforce your kingdom. The old way, some of the old materials given away, you got to replace that old material so it can become strong. It's okay to change, man. And difference of opinion, difference of lifestyles. Just because, you know, debating, I'm a debater, man. I ain't always right. I lose a lot of debates. I just don't let you know it. But debating has always been good, and it's always been a part of our culture. You know what I mean? But seeing things the same way has not. That's something that was not a part of us. We come from a people that had many different beliefs, many different outlooks, many different versions of us, right? Don't let this shit that they done pushed on us make us forget some of these things. But if we all speaking on what we really feel, we all doing these things, that shit gonna change. Cause right now, man, I know cats right now that had the power right here in Muskogee way more than I ever could to stop a lot of shit that goes on around here. They just choose not to. And the way that they stay under the rug, they combat things like brothers like with me say. They don't do it publicly. They do it behind closed doors. And they do it to women. Or they'll say it to men. Because they are fearful of somebody else seeing change and wanting to be different. Wanting to change. Yeah. I know what they say. I mean, you know what I mean? I didn't call people sitting down. I ain't know. I'm from the store. I ain't stupid. But if it's a better way that's going to help, not you, because you old and stuck in your damn way, but it might help your son, or it might help your son or your nephew's child or something like that, you cannot tell me you want to see your child's child come up in the street and get their head blown off over a simple misunderstanding. You can't say that. You fake if you do. You do not want to see none of your kids getting killed, right? We don't want to see that. So if we don't want to see that, how can we keep helping make the shit that leads to that look cool? Because, see, while you teaching your kids this, who teaching your nephew? Who teaching your nieces? I done seen 10 folks saying, oh, I'm knocking nobody, but I'm saying, this, what you got to look at, change. Everybody talk about change. What can we do? What can we do? Shit is up to you. Quit looking at what can we do. Let's do. Let's do. If you can't do, then get with some people who are doing. Don't matter if it's new or if it's old, right? Whatever you line up to. That's why I brought up Malcolm and Martin. I respect both of them. Somebody asked me, somebody in the box, well, which side are you on? Hey, it's like I respect both of them men, man. They some of the most powerful men and for what they did, what they stood for. I don't have anything bad, like negative to say about either one of them. Now, we're come to which one I mostly side with, man, I'm a little bit of both, but more towards the Malcolm. I mean, not that I totally disagree with Martin or nothing like that, but I'm more towards the Malcolm, but also the Martin too, though. You know what I mean? You got to take good things. I never really compared them because I feel like the message that they had, you know what I mean? Yeah, some of it was similar and a lot of it was different, but shit, it wasn't meant for them to have the same message. You know what I mean? It was meant for people to take in both of their messages for the overall good. That's my reality. That's why I always say I see things in a different reality. That's how I see it. Damn if I really agree with Martin all the way or if I agree with Malcolm all the way. They both had a message, and if you listen to both of them and you understand what you can take out of both of them, yeah, man, then they did what they were supposed to do, and they changed their lives to this day. It's still sticking with people to this day. It's people who to this day live by certain things or have altered their life because of the knowledge and because of that, the things that they did back then. Why? Because the message was sent to them, and they didn't stop at nothing to get it out. Yours could be because you're a creator. You create wedding dresses. Be the best at that. Or do whatever, you know, be whatever you feel like you want to be at. That's what it's telling you to do. And then you start making wedding dresses, and you say, I'm going to make my wedding dresses cheaper than everybody else's wedding dresses. So women who ain't got a lot of funds can be able to buy these exuberant, beautiful wedding dresses just like the people who got $1 million and they can do it. Hey, guess what? You are providing a service that's cheaper, that's giving that same reward and feel, that's giving that same helping create memories, helping all that good stuff. And you doing it not to break their pockets. You can cut the price down cheaper for them. You giving a discount to your people. I always see that as hell. That's helping too. Shit, you know, I was one of my homies had a gas station right now. You know what I mean? If he had a gas station right now and he had it cheap on the discount, hey, I would be there every day. I don't give a damn. I'd be sending everybody cars up if he had the discount. That ain't trying to go shut him down, but until then, we're going to suck all the gas out of the tank. Change. Right? Change in our country. Different. There's a lot of things going on. Either going to adapt, you're going to learn how to adapt, but you still got to move. You still got to do what you do, but just do something. Just do something. I feel like quit looking and worrying about how much somebody else is doing or really like, okay, they doing this, well, that ain't enough per se or whatever it is. Now, me, I'm going to be 100 honest with you. I'm going to be 100K honest with y'all. Only time I really speak on certain people is when I know they didn't jab at me. When I know they didn't throw a jab and shit at me, yeah, I'm going to speak on it. And I'm going to speak to you. But until then, I don't speak on nobody like that. But when they jab at the minister, you know what I mean? I'm okay. Well, since you can speak on me and say some things about me, make me look at myself. All right. Remember, I can, that the energy going to come back. It's going to come back to you, right? And I can do the same thing and show you some things that you can work on. Now, once that's done, you can come together and be like, man, we taught each other something. Or you can still sit over there and have your animosity. I can still sit over there and have my animosity. Nobody gives a shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really cares. You keep pushing, keep doing what you're doing. You know, and it goes for anybody. I just put myself in there. Go for anybody, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And if you feel like you talking, reaching somebody, touching somebody, helping somebody, whatever it is that you feel like doing, and that's what it, and it's not like harming nobody, right? Not on that direction, but on the forward and up direction, just do it. Just do it. And all you can do is say, hey, man, you know what, man, I'm able to buy one in this, or I'm able to take somebody and let them ride around with me for the day and see the countryside and get them out the house. And whatever it is, it ain't got to, you know, it can just be that. Do it. A lot of you males, it's a lot of these women around here who don't got men, who got men in their house. But see, a lot of you women, y'all be messing with a lot of these men. So other men be like, well, hell, well, I'm going to go over there and cut her yard. She got this cat running over there, this cat. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's just how some men be like. And men, we do that. We go over a woman's house and be over her house kicking it and all of that type of shit and go hump on her and all this type of stuff and never come over there and show up and cut her yard unless she paying us, right? So that's something else. People say change. There's a whole lot of ways you can change. It's just whatever it is that you got to change, just what it is. A whole lot of ways to be different, and that's what we need. That's what we need. There's a lot of things I ain't going to speak on them, man. Talk to my pops, like he said. I keep speaking like I really want to speak. They're going to fuck around and kill. But on a serious note, it's a lot of ways to be different. It's a lot of ways to bring change. And just because you feel, you know, if you feel like this is what you should be doing, never think that it's not enough. Never think that it's not enough. People, some people, when they feel that way, they'll stop. And they become some of the most selfish people that you ever known about. Talking to a very good friend of mine, you know, he's tried to get some things going in Muskogee, and all the powers that be, you know what I mean, have said things to him to make him feel a certain type of way. And at the time, I didn't know certain information. And then once I was informed of certain situation, I could understand why he moved certain ways that he moved or she moved. I could understand. See, we grown, but hell, but it don't matter if we gangster or not, your feelings can get hurt too. Somebody can make you feel like you lower than what you is too. Somebody can make you feel like, damn, so you ain't going to rock with me. And I'm, you know what I mean? Like, all of us go through it. All of us go through it. And it forces us to not go down that road again so we don't get hurt. Because someone who had a fear of change and a fear of something different stopped it, blocked it, because they didn't feel like it would be effective. They didn't feel like it's what's needed. But that's the same mindset that took certain books out the Bible. So if we know that to be true, we know what that has done, how much teaching and information has been removed and kept away and ain't talked to. What you think how much people right here in your city of Muskogee then tried to do that ain't talked about, that people ain't putting out there, people ain't saying nothing about. They ain't saying how us as blacks then tried to start certain things and other people then came in, took it from us, overshadowed us, made it seem like it was them, whatever the case may do, backstabbed us, undercutted us, set us up, walk in and tear up a club, you know what I mean? Come on, man. When we speak on change, when we speak on different, it starts with us. We got to be that change. You got to be that change. You got to be what's different. However that is, you go right on ahead and do that. However I feel like I got to do it, that's what I'm going to do. You dig? What you doing is not lower than me. And what I'm doing is not really higher. It's not higher than you. Whatever it is you doing, if we both doing it from our hearts, and we doing it for the real betterment of our people in the community, and I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's only when I know, because of the knowledge and the education I have and the things that I do, I can spot when people play with our people, right? And that's where a lot of people in Muskogee get me twisted, because they don't really understand. I got a hell of a lot of passion for this city, but I know when people use certain things to play with people of this city. I know certain actions that go on, it be gimmicks and certain shit like this. You know that. Why? And one of the reasons why, I just look at certain things, like people everywhere else, people here too. You can start something. That's why I said, you know, months and months ago, man, look at these women. Look at the things that they do. Look at how they keep pushing. Look at all that. I said all of that type of stuff, right? Months and months ago. And you see, still pushing. They still got that spirit. They still got that energy. You can see it when you get around them. You can feel it when they do stuff. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's the change. Be the change. Yeah, they showed it. They doing it. So all the men that's complaining and coming with excuses and trying to pick apart what people say, damn it, you then what are you doing? But if you pushing that energy into doing the same thing that has brought no change, you can't speak on shit. You can't say anything, because you yourself have not come to that level in your mind to where you can understand what's going on around you. If you have helped create a situation that has not brought any change, this is the time for you to sit down at the drawing board and say, you know what? Let's really be real with ourselves, and let's be real with our people. I have created something that needs to be changed. And the only way to do that is I have to bring in somebody who brings change. I have to bring in somebody who can bring different. That can be in a mindset, that can be in the people, that can be whatever it is. But you can't get fruit from the same seeds that's not producing the fruit that you after. We put people in positions, it's not called to be there. I say that, people get mad because they don't understand the power and the message that come through me sometimes. Certain people in positions that ain't never been called to be there. That's why they never bear the fruit that it's supposed to. But then when the people show themselves, things happen. And these people that are supposed to be in these positions show themselves. And us as our people got to recognize that shit. And we got to get behind them type of people if we really want change. If we really want to be different. We don't force these people to go do what everybody else is doing. We don't force these people to bow down and do this stuff to other people to make other people do good. No, these people got a message. These people got a vision. Shut your ass up, get behind it, or help them or not, or get out the way. Simple as that. If not, you can still talk about, what am I? What am I? What are we going to do? What is this? What is this? Damn it, it's leaders right in front of your face that you won't get behind, but you get behind the nonsense. Get behind the bullshit. That's what you choose to do. Hey, oh well. That's you. That's y'all. Love it. Love it. I do this shit sometimes too. It is what it is. But everybody that's in some of the positions they ain't in, that ain't what they called to do. Everybody can learn something to jump in something. We putting people in certain positions off of popularity and what we think they know. No, they bring the same message. They bring the same format. They just put different clothes on it. They just put a different flyer on it. But it's the same message. It's the same energy. You have to break it down, and you have to say, okay, what do we need to do, and then do it. Don't just keep talking about it. Do it. Don't shut people out that see something different. Hell, that's the difference. That's the change. It's so many younger people around here that's doing some amazing things. Y'all know these people. Some of them, I don't know them. Till I was almost in a situation with a classmate of mine's son, till we got to talking. And I told him, you know, how long I've been knowing his mama and stuff like this. So, you know, I was gone. I don't know these kids that grew up, but a lot of other people had. But a lot of people come at me because I speak that real shit. Y'all know your little cousin. Y'all know what they out here doing. Right? And, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Who do you think they watching? now, better than ever time now, before the summer really just kick off, to go on here and show something different. Something different. You're getting money, cat. You getting money legally. Show them how to get money legally. Salute T-Fats, man. I know T-Fats do things with, like, with the kids and barbers and stuff. Salute to my fair mom, my kinfolk, man. Trail, man, with the hood athlete. Everybody do something. You did. Just do something. Just do something. Don't try to stop me. Don't try to purposely be around people and not what I do so that they could treat you more like a king or treat you more like the man. Because what I'll do, I'll show you my heart every time. I'll fuck around and pop up and support you. If that's what it's on my heart to do. I don't care if you diss me or whatever it is. I give you the hard-earned money or my hard-earned time, whatever it is. It ain't always about money. Sometimes it's just about time. I do that. That's what my heart tells me to do. I don't really do things for like popularity, but that's thing. Change, man. Change and different. A lot of things go on. A lot of situations are created from the same people that can't really bring that change. Everything happens for a season, right? So, yeah, you was on, say, streets with them, and you used to get them together at your house and you used to teach them the street code, and you taught them how to bag up this. You taught them how to weigh this up. You taught them how to get that money, right? Okay? That was that season in your life. That was their season. That was your season. Now you're in a whole different season. You just not going to show up. Just not going to show up, right? Or you're going to show up with that same mentality. This is how you need to get. You need to get this, break it down, boom, double flip. You need to add this little bit, turn it. That's what you're going to do? That's what's cool? Nah. See, a lot of people go through this so that they can teach others and try to motivate others to not go through this shit. A lot of people work their ass off to change their lifestyle, not to be bougie and to be better than nobody, just to be a damn pillar of light to their own people that it can be done. That you don't have to accept that shit. You don't have to live like that. That shit seems fun to what it is. But to the bigger picture and to the real world, that shit is only a small, small portion that in some cases, in most cases, is insignificant. It's so insignificant, our voices are not really heard when it comes to making changes for our country. We get mad, I get mad, but we got to be that change. Every one of us. I put it on my shoulders just like everybody put it on their shoulders. But everybody come to that crossroads in their own time. But don't fear different. Don't fear change. You can get over it, man. You might only hung around black people all your life. And you've only, you know, talked about white people in a certain context all your life. Today's a good day for you to stop that shit. Same thing for white people and other people. You might have never hung around no black person. Might have never talked about a black person good in any kind of context. Today's a good day for you to stop that shit. There's no need for it. Things that didn't happen, we all know this. We all know this. So what are we going to do? Stop saying that shit. Cut that shit out. This is what I'm going to do. And then just do it. Just do it. You got the means. It ain't always about the money because people be like, shit, it's my money, man. I work for it. You damn right, man. But it could have been taken away from you all in one blink of an eye. Everything could have been taken away from you, homie. And you could be out here bumming it. You could be out here dead ass broke. You could be out here having these females laughing at your ass. Having these dudes looking at you, driving you by, laughing at you, clowning you when you turn around. So what did it really mean? What all that you gained, what did it really mean? Because when you lose it all, guess what? They ain't going to respect you the same. See, I lost it all. And that's why I love people to look at me like I'm on the bottom. Because when I get to the top, I'm going to be the same person that you see right now. People that see that I'm the same as when I'm up riding high as when I'm down and I ain't got nothing. Them real people to me. Material things shouldn't make you real. What you like when you broke, homie? What you like when you done lost it all? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to put on the table as different that will help or move forward? Some people are just here to meant to show you don't be weak. Don't be afraid to speak up. Don't give a damn what they talking about. That ain't your message that you should be receiving sometimes. The message sometimes you should be receiving is talking directly to you. You stop being quiet. You stop saying what, oh, he should say this. He shouldn't say that. You start saying what you feel needs to be said. You don't say what you feel like don't need to be said. You ain't got to be no superstar. You ain't got to be, everybody got this influencer title. Hell, man, everybody was influencers before we even knew what influencers was in this shit, man. We influencers when ain't no cameras around, man. We influencers every day of our lives. A lot of us got kids. Kids is in their homes. Kids ain't in their homes. We got, you know, nephews, all this. We influencers every day of our lives to not only us and our family, but the community around us as well. And for me, hey, I remember when Muskogee was strong. So I will not be weak. I will not speak in a weak manner. I will speak in a loving manner when it's time to be loving. Oh, yeah, I can do that. But when it's time to be serious and it's time to be powerful and it's time for me to speak like the king that I am, that's what I'm going to do. And you can take it how you want it. But it ain't meant to hurt you. I'm going to drop some info on your mind that'll tickle your spine. I'm going to make a music. I'm gonna make a song about that. But that is what it is, man. And, hey, everybody got their own way of doing it. But that's a lot more people. We outnumber. It's a lot more people that don't want to do anything. And I got to throw this out here. Just a little jab. We doing a couple things. All these men that be saying all this type of stuff, right? And I must say, it's not ones that reached out to me. Certain ones reached out to me, you know, that's between me and them. You know, they did do that. Salute to them. But a lot of men to be knocking certain things, it's like, dog, y'all ain't even the ones willing to do anything. The women is the ones willing to do something. So why are y'all even the ones talking? You have shown what? You have shown what? The same recipe. Here comes somebody different. Here comes somebody with a different viewpoint. Here comes somebody who think different, who act different, who talk different, who live his life different. Let's shut it down. Because we can't have that person exposing the lack of what we done or how we've been playing the game. Yeah, sometimes you got to go somewhere and learn some shit. Sometimes you got to sit down and learn some shit. I can't teach certain people how to do certain things as a lawyer. I didn't sit down and do that shit. I can't go in there with that jailhouse lawyer shit that they tell you in there. That shit almost got me 8 years in the penitentiary. So I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be listening to all that shit they be telling you in there. I mean, you can cut your time down. You do this. Yeah, right. You go off in there and the judge going to tell your ass life. You're going to be off in there like them. Mm-mm. You and Ray and Claude are going to be fighting for the rest of y'all life trying to get out. Nah, player. You better go to somebody that knows something. You know what I'm saying? To know the real information, they can teach you something. And I had to learn a lot of things. And I know a lot of things is gimmicks. So when we started with the Pheromone Nation 30, this is not something that we just starting and has an expiration date. This is we're going to do it as much as we can till we can't no more. And it's starting in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And we're gonna do that. And then we're going to hit different areas as well. We've already been talking, like I said on the show earlier, we've already got it locked in Wichita, Kansas. You know what I mean? My daughter going and my boys up that way. They going to be a part of it, man. It's awesome. Just lit me up, you know what I mean? Got me excited and pumped because they got a lot of friends. They got a lot of younger friends and younger kids and stuff, man. And to hear and see them excited about doing it, doing something, just doing something. Is what it really is, man. So that's what I encourage you. Hey, You ain't got to agree with it. You ain't got to agree with me, man. Salute to you. But just do something. Do it how you feel. Do it how you see fit to do it. And just rock with it, man. And if you see somebody else that's doing something, it's okay to salute them. It's okay to do that. When we talk about support, that should go both ways. Support go both ways, man. You know what I mean? If I know how I am. It's a lot of people like me. If you ain't supporting nothing that I'm doing, why should I worry about supporting something you're doing? There's a lot of people that say, well, I'm going to support everybody no matter what. And that's cool, man, but ain't nobody got time for that shit. You know what I mean? It's real life out here, man. I mean, I don't like living a fake life. You feel me? People do fake stuff. That's why you don't see superstars everywhere. You see them at the places they have to go, need to go, or want to go. That's it. If they ain't got to be there, they ain't there. Why? Because they ain't got time for that shit. I ain't no superstar, but I ain't got time for that shit. Just like a lot of other people ain't got time for that shit, man. So that's that. Everybody ain't going to be everywhere. You know what I mean? And they show up to everything. That don't mean they ain't supportive of the city or supportive of the city moves. That just mean, like, damn it, they going to support in a different type of way. A different type of way, but they still going to support. You don't know how many people they done told face-to-face to go to your shit. Go check you out. Go see what y'all got going on. Go jump on Facebook, go check this person out. You don't know that. Right? So you can't judge them for that type of shit. Man, again, man, just do what you feel like you gotta do. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the song called, baby. It's called Yeah. Yeah, we gonna get that money. Yeah, we gonna work hard to get where we at. You dig? How about this time? If you want the money, the 50s and 100s, wanna run up a check and flex on your haters and show them your son, then you gotta grind. If you wanna shine, focus on the bag and give it to all until it's your time. You gotta go get it. Hustle hard, come quick. Stack the money and flip it. Show your body, show business. Gotta go get it. Hustle hard, come quick. Stack the money and flip it. Show your body, show business. Gotta go get it. How'd you wanna go get the bag? Working my muscle, my lot on my hustle. I come from the struggle, so I want it bad.
You want it bad?
Yeah. And I can feel it coming and it's gon' pay off. Cause it keep my faith, put the grind in, daily take no days off. I gotta get it, I get it like my last day of living. I just wanna see my whole family winning. It's cool for the wife, it's for all my children. And I'ma make it happen, I'm not trying to get it. Anybody try to stop me, even tell them to get it. Cause the truth is I'm really in my zone right now. Not boasting or bragging or getting too cocky, but I feel it's my time, take it all right now. If you feel me, turn it up, throw this on right now. Let it rain through your speakers till they blown right now. This one goes off to everybody on the ground. Tryna make it just to take care of home right now. Whether working on a five or be on a block, whatever you're doing, keep going, don't stop.
Yeah.
Cause the white chicks thought I told ya. Like chicks walking by, I said I know ya. Running from the loop, so I act like dirty red on the head, I'm excited. On the block of Ferguson, but I ain't riding. Get back to the low life strip club. Chicks on stripper pole, you know what's up. Time to break the pipe, yeah, on ice. We own it, in your ear, gotta get it right. Yeah, girl, come on.
Boy, you boy, man.
Call me Chef Ramsay with that apron on. When I'm in that kitchen round that stove, I get my bacon on. And I cook, 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 cook. Call me Chef Ramsay with that apron on. When I'm in that kitchen round that stove, I get my bacon on. And I cook, 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 cook.
They call me Chef Boyanizzle. Got my apron on. Catch me in that kitchen. Get my bacon on. Whatever that you wanna. Chef got all sorta. Whatever that you looking for. So come and place your order. When I get my herbs and spices. Get my pots and pans. Get my spatula. And get to working with my hands. And I cook,
chef,
cook, yeah, chef. You know I get to fam, and I get to popping like hot oil up in the frying pan, yeah, you know I am that man, lyrically I cook these cats, you sworn I was cooking pancakes on how the way I flip these racks, goddamn I rip these tracks, I suggest you listen, if you can't handle the heat, then get up out of Hell's Kitchen, I'm sizzling, I'm flipping, I'm grooving, I'm swerving, come and get you a plate of this hot-ish, I'm serving, I'm working, that's dope. My chef skills is old, so good. Once they get a taste, they asking for more.
Call me Chef Ramsay with that apron on. When I'm in that kitchen, round that stove, I get my bacon on. And I cook, 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 cook. Call me Chef Ramsay with that apron on. When I'm in that kitchen, round that stove, I get my bacon on. And I cook, cook, cook. Cook, 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 cook,
John, cook, boy, your boy, cook, man.
Move, J.
get out my kitchen. Don't you touch your pot or pan, I said I had to dish. When I'm in the kitchen, man, I like to get my chef on. But I'm kinda sloppy, so you know I get my mess on. Call them other chefs up, tell them cooks to bring it. I don't know what I'm making, man, I kinda sorta wing it. When I cook it, flip it, stir it, mix it. Cook it, flip it, stir it, mix it. When I'm done using that spatula, they like to lick it, lick it. Nah, I'm just kidding with it. Won't you get up on this table, girl, because it's time for dinner. Eat up. Yeah, and you got all the ingredients. So I'ma put you on my plate. It's you that I be eating.
Oh yeah,
hold on, let me get my apron for this meal I'm making. I'm the master chef, so tell them other cooks to stop their hating. It's John Boy, your boy, and Chef Ramsay. If you don't know how to cook, hey, I hope you got a plan B.
She call me Chef Ramsay with that apron on. When I'm in that kitchen, round that stove, I get my bacon on. And I cook, 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 cook. Call me Chef Ramsay with that apron on. When I'm in that kitchen, run that stove, I get my bacon on. And I cook, 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 cook.
All you hear is gang, gang, gang. More than twisting fingers, more than slang, cane. Blood, crib, G, same thing. A hustle, four corners, BL. Leave you spending like a spree will. I beat my surroundings in detail. Buy it wholesale, retail. Them haters, they learn their position. Truly gon' give you some wisdom. I got in their system. Fear they ahead of me. Yo, they scattered me low like I know that they better be. Truly be killing the melody. Truly be killing the bars. When it truly came up out of the bars. Running circles, running with stars. Autopilot when they come to the cars. Jumping over Venus, landing on Mars. Intergalactic, they come to the bars. Feel when I rap cause they come from the scars. Planetary system, serious. Mike Jack, bad launch pad. Are you serious? Truly slipping, you delirious. Slide on a faster spirit. Just paid up my dues while apprenticing mystery. Where all the witnesses breaking the record. The world of the Guinness is money back and forth like Tennessee. Savage tied on my businesses.
All of my niggas gon' shoot back. We shoot first, don't shoot back. Breath is scratched off the new strap. 33 holes, give it coup flag. All of my niggas gon' shoot back. We shoot first, don't shoot back. Breath is scratched off the new strap. 33 holes, leave a coup flag. Yeah, all my niggas bang. All my niggas bang. We don't give a fuck about nothing. Bitch, better stay in your lane. All my niggas gang. All my niggas gang. Stick out a passport, it's Russian. Don't gotta know how to aim.
Don't gotta know how to aim. I just reload and keep spraying. My big homies know I'm insane. I'll put your soul in the flame. I dug a hole in the rain. Melted the gold from his chain. 33 holes in his frame. Hankers exposed in his name. That's why I feel perilous. Might snap if you stare at us. On your steps like Carolus. Whoever with you gon' share a hurt. Gotta kick like this is start to introduce them to the water. Soviet say them like torture. Wear them up, left them like orca. Banging like the Dorsha. Turn beef in the coca. Infirmary for the jokers. Turn the key for the smokers. You turn the weed and they smoke you. Do murder, we leave with brokers. Eternally scheming poker.
All of my niggas gon' shoot back. We shoot first, don't shoot back. Breath is scratched off the new strap. 33 holes, keep it coup flag. All of my niggas gon' shoot back. We shoot first, don't shoot back. Breath is scratched off the new strap. 33 holes, keep it coup flag. Yeah, all my niggas bang. All my niggas bang. We don't give a fuck about nothing. Bitch, better stay in your lane. All my niggas gang. All my niggas gang. Stick out a passport, it's Russian. Don't gotta know how to aim.
We got a little bit left to go. We ain't up out of here, man. We got your vibes, though. This is Chop on the Radio 2 Jerky 40. Hey, man, if you ever want to call in to the show, all you got to do is dial 319-527-6057, and you'll be plugged in. Major salute, man, to everybody that called in, everybody that's on the phone line, and everybody that hit that link. You did. Appreciate everybody, those few people that hit my inbox as well, man. Hey, inbox, hit me in the inbox anytime, man. Comment, whatever you got to, baby. Let's get it. We're going to run it up, man. Let's go.
Counting these franks, smoking this dosey dough.
They crossed it with the white and now they call it woe. Stepping up that road, pedal to the flow. Ain't no way you should be broke if this shit on the flow. Me and Leak hitting back to back, ain't no permission. Swipe it at the store, this been for show hitting. Gucci steppers, double G's for show glisten. Got Valentino fragrance for when I make an appearance. I've been a rock star before I got designed by Mary. Don't need to speak louder, you need to listen more clearly. I will never let up and I mean that sincerely. Got lost in Bar Harbor trying to be just like PB. I told him loosen up, he got a grip on the glizzy. Buns, I stab my neck, that bitch roar like the grizzly. Nah, I ain't a blondie, but I'm so fancy like Iggy. I always get it jumping on these beats, I'm too jiggy. I'm down to ride, never switch, I'll put that on my life. They put me last, now watch me shine. Skateboard the way we on our grind. I'm down to ride, never switch, I'll put that on my life. They put me last, now watch me shine. Skateboard the way we on our grind.
In this game, I'm a veteran. Play running specialist, etc. Swerving in and out of lanes, but we still ahead of them. Listen, bro, no scenarios, but we cheddar up. That mean the dough long and repetitive. Quit with all that staring, it ain't nothing that we scared of. We aware of the shed of blood, so we brought hella guns with us. Can't stop till we pissed, stopping all the money truck. You know shit might pop, what you bring the lummy for? Act tough and stand with your chest and get a tummy tuck. 42 a nigga six pack and that was 40 something. If I make my way to the top, just know the homie coming. And a nigga don't owe me nothing, most of my niggas parolee cousin. Bitch Susie thuggin' at a young age, born and was raised in a dope game. Shooting for the stars and a young nigga close range. Ain't shit sweet before crossing the street, best look both ways.
I'm down to ride, never switch, I'll put that on my life. They put me last, now watch me shine. Skateboard the way we on our grind. I'm down to ride, never switch, I'll put that on my life. They put me last, now watch me shine. Skateboard the way we on our grind.
I'm Mr. Y&T. But whatever you bought, whatever you want, we could do it. I don't buzz back, I shoot first, you do it. But whatever you bought, nigga, all day and all night. You caught lagging, but you know you gon' lose. But whatever you bought, whatever you want, we could do it. I don't buzz back, I shoot first, you do it. But whatever you bought, nigga, all day and all night. You caught lagging, but you know you gon' lose your life.
Hold up, wait, wait, hold up, wait, hold up, hold up.
Ooh, you know how it is. Ooh, summertime ain't the same around here. Moments as they come and go, you're gonna find your own. Gotta make your own.
Brand new fit with the brand new jeans. New shirt, new shoes, you know how I been. Cristal with the pop, but it's still so clean. I'm in love with the green, I'm a cash machine. Wake up every morning pulling out my driveway. Living for the moment, I'm just living for the day. It's crazy what you make when you put a little love in. Things get real as the pot starts bubbling.
Ooh, you know how it is. Ooh, summertime ain't the same around here. Moments as they come and go, you're gonna find your own. Let the movie. Gotta make your own.
Brand new fit with the brand new jeans. New shirt, new shoes, you know how I been. Cristal with the pop, but it's still so clean. I'm in love with the green, I'm a cash machine. I wake up every morning pulling out my driveway. Living for the moment, I'm just living for the day. It's crazy what you get when you get a little loving. Things get real as the parts start bubbling.
Ooh, you know how it is. Summertime ain't the same around here.
moments as they come and go. You're gonna find your own. Life's a movie. Gotta make your own. You gotta make your own.
Till I woke, I'm more hyena. Rolling packs with no hiatus. Roll seat back, listen to tracks. I'm driving, waving, say hi haters. On that indie, got my whipping. On the hunt, so call us raiders. On the lost spark, and it all starts. We was all hard. Mic and some ticket hit key parts. Studio writing that hallmark. You was in them all copping that Paul Blart. Didn't fall for it, never was the one following trends. Then again, how can I say I'm the realest alive? First song on my albums, pretend. I don't know how many moments I got to spend. Most important currency that you could give. You out here chasing the paper, I sit here hating the fact that I ain't with my kids. Say that it's worth they gave in to the biz. So praying to God that like I'm making amends for all the mistakes in my own home. Still got the feeling I'm a little bit displaced. Filled with adrenaline, try to keep it this pace. Know that I can, comes with the mistakes. This is who I am, praise to the code. No more sitting on the fence days. No more can I pay the rent days. Transform through the sensei. Still not influenced by the Bentleys. I ride my own life to my lips. Hey, yay.
There ain't one to smile. They too busy running, 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 chasing clouds. They don't care about what they say. They just run their mouth. They too busy running, 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 chasing clouds. Money closing holes. There ain't one to smile. They too busy running, 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 chasing clouds. They don't care about what they say. They just run their mouth. They too busy running, 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 chasing clout. Money, clothes, yeah. And hoes.
Non-traditional in my thinking, that's probably magnifying with each glass that I'm drinking. Imagining bigger picture, the chances seem to be shrinking. Waking at crazy hours, can't chase the dream when you sleeping. We built different, they still praying that it manifests. My goal is to never let movement detection cameras rest. Local to global and plotting potential planets next. Threat of taking one of mine, I'll show you a man possessed. Check the scoreboard, used to being down a few. Persevere for those who never stop saying they proud of you. Ask for relief and get nothing, it's like they heard you wrong. But start a winning streak and everybody got your jersey on. They fair weather, we fare better without them. Leave wherever you found them, see their pleasure is doubting on the noose. Irrelevant who's not sicker, but the primary ones hating ain't necessarily rocking swastika.
Money closing holes, that ain't what it's about. They too busy running, chasing clouds. They don't care about what they say. They just run their mouth. They too busy running, chasing clouds.